We live in a culture where instant gratification is the norm. We don't like to wait. Think about it for a moment. Have you ever complained about having to wait too long at the doctor's office or the emergency room? We don't like to wait to receive mail. We pay extra so that we can get things more quickly. We hate being put on hold on the telephone, listening to that awful music. We don't like to wait at the grocery store. Even the clerks know this. They watch to see if there are three people in line or more. And if it gets to be too long of a line, they get on the intercom and call someone to open up another stand. Because they know their customers don't like to wait. We don't like to wait for a delayed bus or a delayed flight. What about with healing? A lot of people have an operation or have an accident or something like that and need to go through a time of rehabilitation and healing, but they can't wait. They have to get up and start doing all the things that they used to do. Sometimes that's to their detriment. What about cooking? I use the microwave all the time. Who wants to wait for a stove to heat up? How many times have we been passed on the road? I promise it wasn't me. Passed on the road. Someone zooms right by us, and then we find that we're right behind them when we come to the next red light. They don't want to wait. They don't want to be patient. We don't like to wait for the server to come to our table when we get to the restaurant if we go out to eat. If we have to wait more than several minutes, we get a little bit irritated. Sometimes, anyway. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself. I don't know. We don't like to wait for the results of a test. What about when you're young? Your parents say, wait until you're older. It's agonizing. We hate waiting. Even in death these days, we try to rush it. We don't want to wait for that moment. We don't want to go through the pain of dying. And so in many places, we are quick to, many people anyway, not we, we try to speed that along through euthanasia or other things. My point, as you can see, is we don't like to wait. Waiting irritates us most of the time. Maybe we have some patient saints out there, but for most people, I think, we prefer not to wait. But what is the church telling us now in this season of Advent? Wait. The church is telling us, wait. Be expectant, though. See, there are different kinds of waiting. There are different ways that we can wait. I imagine many of you have had cats or dogs, or maybe you still do. We can learn a lot from cats and dogs about waiting. Maybe you have a dog that sees you to the door as you're leaving, and when you get home, you have the sense that that dog has been sitting there ever since you left, waiting for you to get back home. And when he hears your car pulling up in the driveway, he knows the sound of your car, distinguished from all the other cars on the road. He hears your car pull up, you open the door, and not just his tail is wagging, his whole body is wagging because he's so excited to see you. He's been expecting your return. But you look across the room and there's your cat. The cat might raise its head to look and see that you got home, but she's going to go right back to her nap. She's not too interested in your return, even though she relies on you for food and water and attention. See, the church doesn't want us to just wait like the cat. Knowing that eventually something's going to happen, and I guess we'll just see it when it comes, the church is inviting us to be vigilant in preparation. Now, of course, Advent time, we're thinking, what are we preparing for? Christmas. But our preparations for Christmas really are just sort of a paradigm, a symbol, if you will, of our expectation of the return of Jesus at the end of time. That's what we are really supposed to be setting our hearts on. You notice the readings today didn't say anything about the coming of a Savior, the birth of the Lord, the setting free of the people. No. The readings today are saying, watch for the end of time. Prepare your heart. Get ready. Live in such a way that when the end comes, when Jesus returns in glory, you are ready and you will go with him into everlasting glory. That's what Advent is ultimately all about. And so our preparations during Advent, while they include, of course, lots of preparations for Christmas, they are meant to get us to prepare our hearts in a different way. To wait. But not just sitting around waiting. Being diligent about the way that we prepare. So that might mean taking a look at how we spend our time. For most people, time is our most precious commodity. And sometimes in our spiritual life, when we look at what we could be doing or not doing, we might say, well, I just don't have the time to give more to this. I was listening to the radio yesterday. There was a deacon talking about that very thing. He said, when we make excuses about not having enough time, it doesn't really mean that we don't have the time. What it really means is we have different priorities. We have different priorities because you know as well as I do, when something is really important to us, we make the time for it. Now, I'm glad to see all of you here at 8 o'clock instead of 10 on a Sunday morning. But we all have room for growth. We all have ways where the Lord is calling us to give him a little bit more. And that can be part of our Advent preparation. What about looking at different aspects of our lives that need some working out? For example, relationships with family members or friends. Is there something we can do this Advent to work on resolving things a little bit? It might not be a fix, but maybe there's some little step that we can take to move toward peace in our families. Or just the way we spend our leisure time, we can take a look at that. But remember that it's easy to get caught up in all of the busyness of the season. Ask anyone how they are. Most of the time they say, busy, I've been busy, doing a lot of things. The church offers us this time of Advent and encourages us to be diligent about waiting. To wait on purpose. I know that is a very foreign idea because we don't like to wait. Why would we ever wait on purpose? But again, our minds and hearts are turned toward that for which we are waiting. So we can go through this time that may be unpleasant, that we don't like to do much waiting. Maybe a sacrifice to be deliberate about waiting instead of tending to the other billion things on our to-do list at the moment. But I'll guarantee you, God will not leave your efforts unrewarded. What you give to him this Advent season will bear much fruit, not only in the celebration of the joy of Christmas, but in your day-to-day life, as you live in a way that is that prepares you for the coming of the Lord in glory at the end of time.